Fancy interrupting Paul Kelly. Some people would take me out and shoot me, but it's 4 o'clock, and a good radio program starts on time and ends on time, like a good meeting and a whole lot of other good things. Hello, this is the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, sponsored by Otway Health, and Deborah Chiraza sitting across the desk. G'day, Deborah.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm great and improving.
Great and improving. I knew a very old fellow who used to say, the best is yet to come.
Something like that too.
With great conviction. What's been happening in the world of Otway Health lately, or what's coming up?
Well, we haven't been idle, and we've had quite a few things on the go, as we talked about last time we caught up. And again, this week I wanted to just remind people of a few things that are coming to town. And something that's really, really important to all of us is hearing services. We all want to make sure that we keep our hearing in check.
What's that?
Exactly, Bob. Exactly. We want to make sure that everybody can stay tuned in to Health Check. So with that in mind, the Australian Hearing Service next visit is on Wednesday the 16th of March, and there's no reason for hearing loss to cause embarrassment for people. Whether you're young, old or in between, the sooner you have any hearing loss adjusted or addressed, the more important and the better outcome. So if you want to have your hearing checked, you can dial 5233 9100 and make an appointment. 16th of March is when they're in town.
Okay, I have a little contribution to make to that. If anyone who's listening to this has a problem with someone else who needs their hearing checked, because very often the person who needs the hearing checked doesn't think they have any kind of problem of any kind.
That's
right.
Thank
you very much.
And we're not talking about the domestic hearing loss that happens with husbands either. That's a totally different diagnosed ailment, Bob, and we'll need a whole show to discuss that one.
It's another thing, but seriously, I had a little exposure to hearing loss stuff, and the big issue is generally with the wife or the husband or the children who really find it difficult to, you know, find themselves shouting to get heard. So it's important.
Very good point. Very good. And likewise, our eyes are just as important. And Eye Care to You will be at Otway Health on the 8th of April. So people can come in and have their eyes checked and eye tests done. And the bookings can be made on 1300 882 374. So I will make a mention of that again in a few weeks' time. But I just thought, because we're talking about ears, we should talk about eyes as well. Very important, our senses. So it's good to keep that in check.
And are those checkups expensive?
They can be covered by Medicare. Your Medicare. Private health cover will also assist, and it depends on what each person's individual status is. Some people may need to pay accordingly. Right. But it's worth asking when people make the phone calls to make the booking. Absolutely. Yep. Good thought. Hadn't thought about that. The other thing I just wanted to remind people about, we mentioned last time Annie Misson, our community nurse, running the Caring for the Caregiver session, and that's on the 25th of February at 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock. And for more information, people can ring Annie on 5237 8500.
So if you care for somebody who's got some issues, or if you know someone who cares for someone, a good thing to get along to and get a bit of support.
Absolutely. As you and I were chatting last time, sometimes it's just the hard slog of looking after somebody else is that you feel alone and isolated. And the great thing about these opportunities is to realise that you're not alone. Other people are doing it like you are, and it's just nice to have a little bit of reprieve, a little time out. And so we really want to make sure that caregivers are looked out for. And the last thing I wanted to talk about today is a bit of fun that we're having. Otway Health will be present at the Seafood Festival next Saturday. We're running again the colouring page competition. There's a number of places where people can pick up the picture that needs to be coloured in. There is no age limit on the colouring, although face painting is probably going to be provided for children rather than adults, and we will have a marquee at the festival on Saturday. Lots of us will be there. We'll be judging the colouring entries that we receive, and we'll have prizes that have been donated by a number of companies and organisations and businesses around town. And we're looking forward to seeing people, and you can come and talk to us about Otway Health.
Well, that's a good thing to do. I'm not here for the Seafood Festival, unfortunately.
Well, we'll have fun for you.
But I'll be here in spirit. Yes,
okay.
Do have fun for me.
We will.
And it's sure to be a great time. It always is. Now, you're not alone today.
I'm not. We have one of our nurse unit managers with us.
A famous one.
Yes.
G'day, Michelle.
Hi, Bob.
Michelle Fillmore. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
And you're here to sing a song for us? No. Oh, no.
No. Come along Saturday and I'll sing a song for
Saturday?
You.
Saturday? Oh,
at the Seafood Festival.
Oh, you're singing? You're performing?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. By yourself or in the choir? Or
With a band called The Other Band. We're The Other Band. You know that other band?
Yeah, that other band.
And also The Yukaholics.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Mm.
Oh, good stuff.
Mm, so I'm on twice.
Right.
Yes. Very exciting.
And you're on now.
I am.
To talk about breasts, among other things.
Yes. Breasts. Cervixes.
Yep. Good.
And all things gorgeous and female and womanly.
Indeed. Mm. All right. Well, this is an area that I'm completely ill-equipped to have opinions about, and I'm far too wise and old to make fun about. So you go ahead and tell
Okay. Oh, look, I just wanted to talk a little bit today about how important screening is in women's health and to women. Mm. Although I'm the nurse unit manager at Otway Health, I also work as a women's health nurse at Apollo Bay General Practice. And myself and another nurse work there regularly. And primarily what we do is breast examinations on women and pap smears. And both of those areas are very important screening for women. Breast cancer today, 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and it is on the increase. So it's extremely important for women to be aware of their breasts, to know if something is not right, and to come and see a women's health nurse or a doctor about their breasts, and certainly to join the breast screening program, especially when they're 50 years or over. And fortunately, Otway Health runs a bus usually 3 or 4 times a year to Geelong breast screen, so women actually don't have to make the trip by themselves if they don't want to. Mm. So breast screening is very important, but seeing the women's health nurses at the doctor's surgery, we can certainly give you advice on your breasts. We can do a clinical breast examination, which means we can actually examine you. We can refer you on for further investigations if you need it. But most importantly, we can just sit down and give you advice on your breasts and any issues of your breasts.
So if you do think you've got a lump of some kind, first of all, that's not necessarily likely to be the end of the world at all, is it? Lots of lumps are nothing other than lumps.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think 1 in 20 lumps are benign and nothing to worry about. But you need to get them investigated.
Need to check them out.
You need to get them.
And the other part of the story is that lots and lots of women have breast cancer and get to be 80. I mean, it's not necessarily as if it's treated well and identified early and treated well, then survival rates are pretty good, aren't they?
Oh yes, and that's why screening is so important for women when it comes to their breasts and the cervix. We'll talk about that in a minute, but because if you have the screening and if it's picked up early, the survival rate is extremely good. Mm. You know, if you have the lump removed or part of your breast removed. I mean, for some women, the survival rate, you know, is 98% in 5 to 10 years. Mm. It's very good survival rate.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. It certainly depends on how big the lump is and how long you leave it. So that's why the screening is so important.
Yeah, like all cancers, the sooner you get it,
exactly,
the better off you are. Yeah.
Actually, a great golden rule, and obviously we're talking about women's health today, but unfortunately, there are cases where men are diagnosed with breast cancer also.
True.
So the golden rule for me is any lump is usually abnormal and you need to get it checked. So why lumps aren't normal in our bodies. And so if people feel lumps, and the best way to feel lumps is when you're having a shower because you wash yourself. So if you feel anything that feels odd or peculiar, get a lump checked. Most of the time it's nothing. Most of the time it can be fixed without much need for any interference or any treatment or procedure, but it's really, really important to get it checked in the first place.
Yes.
Indeed. Well, good. And the bus for the breast screen goes?
It goes from here, from Otway Health, to Geelong Breast Screen.
Okay.
And it usually runs 3 to 4 times a year.
All right.
Sometimes it depends on demand. You know, so 3 to 4 times.
So a group of mates get together and make a bit of a day of it.
That's right. Yeah, and it's usually free.
Okay. free trip to Geelong. It's not a bad thing.
Yes, on the bus.
Okay.
And we'll make sure that when we know about it, Bob, we can let people know through here, of course, at Health Check, and also on our Facebook and website.
On the webpage and all that stuff. All right. Okay. Should we play some music or do you want... you want to talk?
Can I just talk about another exciting program that we've got going on at Apollo Bay General Practice?
This is the Health Check, so you're better, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, as women are aware at the moment, they are recommended to have a pap smear every 2 years from the age of 18 to 70. And there's an exciting new program going on and we're part of that research program looking at a different way of testing pap smears. And we know now that that cervical cancer is caused by the human papillomavirus, HPV.
Yep.
And basically what the laboratory is testing is the HPV DNA. And this exciting program, if it all works out okay, women will only actually have to have a pap smear every 5 years instead of every 2 years because they'll be testing this HPV DNA rather than the cells on a slide, which we send now. So that's an exciting thing that we're actually part of.
Yeah.
It will certainly improve the screening of pap smears or of cervical cells, and women won't have to have their pap smears quite as often. So we're really excited to be part of that.
Well, indeed, it's one of the few areas where people are excited to be needed less often, isn't it?
Yeah. You know?
Unlike my dentist, who sees every time I open my mouth as a business opportunity. Let's play a little music. From Dan Hicks, who left the planet recently, and we'll come back and talk more about mostly women's health issues today on the Apollo Bay Health Check.
It's a drag. You're drugging. You got to believe in love.
Dan Hicks, you got to believe. You got to believe in love. You do. Deborah thinks that, don't you, Deborah?
Yes, I do, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention, Bob.
I think Michelle probably does too, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is the Apollo Bay Health Check, Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Community Health. And aside from Deborah Chiraza, who's now pretty much a household name in Apollo Bay, we have Michelle Fillmore, who is one of the longest-standing household names in Apollo Bay. And we're talking about getting your breasts checked and your other bits attended to in a timely fashion because that's what gets you to be healthy and live a long time, right, Michelle?
That's right, absolutely.
So you were talking before about the importance of regular health checks, regular breast screens and pap smears.
Yep. That's right, yep.
And a whole lot of other kind of lifestyle things that go with that? Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think it's especially important for women 40 years and older to have regular checks with their GP because certainly health issues such as being overweight, drinking a lot of alcohol, smoking, and, you know, other physical illnesses can predispose to cancer, certainly be risk factors for cancer, and breast cancer, cervical cancer, and any other cancer, really. Mm. So I think when you do turn 40, it is very important to go and see your doctor and start having quite comprehensive health checks. And start talking about investigations like bone density, because women, as they get older, you know, 50 plus, certainly start to lose their bone density and are much more prone to falling over and breaking a hip or breaking a leg than they are in their younger years. And there is a test you can have to see what your bone density is.
Yep.
And there's medication or things you can do to improve your bone density.
Okay. So, but if you're, on the other hand, I might say to you, well, look, I'm a 45-year-old woman. I got a suntan. I surf every day. I have a swim or once a week or whatever. I go sailing. I run around. What do I need to bother with all this health check stuff for? You know, I'm fit and healthy and well. I think I am. I feel good. What would you say to them?
I would say you still need to have your health checks and your screening because personal experience, you could tick me off 8 of those 10 things that you just said for a 45-year-old, 50-year-old. But I personally... I had a breast screen, just my regular breast screen, and not thinking that there was anything wrong, and I actually was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
So I think although you can be healthy and not have any of those risk factors, you still can have, especially breast cancer or cervical cancer, the screening is there because it's age-related. The older you get, the more high risk you are. Look, you know, it's just the screening is there. It's very important that women have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm an example, and I got it early, and you know,
and you're fitting well,
and I lived to tell the tale, basically.
Yeah.
But
if you had thought, well, hey, I'm fitting well, and I surf, and I'm happy and stuff, and had left it, that might have been a different story altogether.
No, I mean that's why it's so important to have your 2 yearly mammograms when you do hit 50, and your Pap smears. From the age of at the moment they're recommended from the age of 18.
So I don't want to pry too much, but it came as a surprise.
Oh, huge surprise! Yeah. Rocked my world.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That's for sure.
Recalibrated the hard drive a little bit. But you had the advantage of being a health professional, so you kind of knew what to do, and you knew your chances were pretty good, and all that kind of stuff. What would you advise, you know, I mean, how do you help women that get that news? There are support services here in Apollo?
I was actually blown away with the support services that are out there for women with breast cancer, and there's some very good support services for women with cervical cancer as well. There is a lot of support out there and a lot of resources, but my advice for someone locally would be to start with you know the Apollo Bay General Practice with myself or Dr. Marnie, just because we're here, we're available.
Yep.
But there is a lot of people out there that you can talk to, absolutely, and with no cost. And there's a lot of information.
You said a magic word before, Bob. Suntanned.
Suntanned, yeah.
We've got to be aware of the skin cancers too. We won't labour that point today. That may be a good discussion another day. But just being an Aussie is a risk factor when it comes to good old skin cancers. And the other thing about the support that Michelle was just talking about, I was thinking while she was speaking, is even if you are a health professional, you're still a woman first. And the most important thing for more than half the people in the world, that is women, is to make sure that they do get things checked out and that, you know, no matter what your standing is or what your professional background is, it's still you and your body that needs to take ownership and responsibility. And my message is always nobody will look after your body as well as you look after yourself. So take responsibility and go along and visit.
Michelle or Anne, yes. Our wonderful women's yes. health nurses that we've got here in town, which is a great asset to us.
Mm, indeed. Message well delivered. Tell me, as a because you would have be aware of the general health of people in Apollo Bay in a broad sense. Are we a pretty healthy lot? Are the women in Apollo Bay?
I think we're extremely healthy, Bob.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm some nice away looking people in this town too, yeah. isn't there? There's some rather attractive folk around Apollo Bay.
I'm blown away when I go to Geelong and Melbourne yeah. and see all the you know, quite obese
yeah.
Yeah. people mm. walking the streets.
Mm. Yeah.
I think we're very lucky. We've got a lot of sporting clubs mm. and we've got a lot of active people in Apollo
yeah.
Bay.
Yeah.
We're a great community. I think like that, you
we
know,
are
supporting
yes.
each other in yep. In our mm. physical exercise yep. and
all of that. Mm. Yeah, good. I'm glad.
And then for those that aren't feeling well mm. and aren't in such good shape, of course we've got yep. Otway Health, and we're there to meet the services and meet the needs of the community.
That's mm. for sure.
And although we, you know, I'm talking. My role at mm. the Apollo Bay General Practice. Mm. I mean, obviously people can come to Otway Health and I'm certainly glad to answer any question at any time. Mm. We have got an urgent care unit, you know, 24 hours a day and, you know, there's a registered nurse there available if you have any concerns. But we're very community-minded and mm. we work very closely with the Apollo Bay General Practice
yeah.
and the doctors there. Mm. So we like to think that we're linked quite closely to the community.
Yeah.
At Otway Health.
How long have you been a nurse there?
I've been at Otway Health. Do I have to say?
Go on. Well, no, you don't have to. No. Nobody has to answer any questions. It's community radio. We have no access to
your think
own.
I've been there for about 20 years.
Fantastic.
Mm, that's great. A long time.
And quite a few of the other staff have been there quite a while.
Yeah. I have been away and done other things, but mm. I've always kept a little sort of, you know, one or two days there or a bit of a link there. Mm. I tried, you know, school nursing mm. and midwifery here and there, yeah. but always come back to Otway Health.
So it's a bit more than just a job for you.
Oh, yeah. yes. It's yeah. a wonderful service to have in Apollo Bay,
mm.
A community and health service.
Yeah.
That's great. I believe one of the strengths of Otway Health is that we are so community-minded. Mm. You know, we know our community and
yeah.
we really try to engage with them.
Mm. Indeed. And Deborah's good at that.
Try to be, Bob. Try to engage with our community.
Would you like to wrap this up?
Well, I'd just like to say how fabulous it's been joining you once a fortnight, Bob, and mm-hmm. having an opportunity to talk about Otway Health. We're really excited about some of the things that we're moving into in the next few months as the board of directors, together with the executive and the senior team, look at the strategic planning for the mm-hmm. next few years of
yep.
what we want to do with our organisation going
yep.
forward. And also, we're really grateful for the people that are connecting with us through our Facebook, our website, and also downloading the podcast.
Fantastic. That's good stuff. Yes, lots of people are downloading the podcast. And when there are meetings of Otway Health, board meetings and AGMs and those kinds of things, of course, everyone gets invited. Everyone can come along and...
Certainly to the AGM, and we've got a few more meetings happening now where we are engaging with the community, and we've recently commenced a community advisory committee, which has a great broad cross-section of members from the local community advising the board on community needs. So all those things are evolving, and we're excited about all those evolutions.
And members of the advisory committee would be on the website in time or on...
They will be. Yeah. We haven't got their We need to get their consent first to make sure we can get their photos and story up on the website. But certainly our new website has been launched and our board directors are definitely up there, and I would encourage everybody to go in and meet the board directors.
Yep. Find out who's who at the zoo.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Michelle, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks especially for sharing a bit of your own story.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference to people, I think. Deborah, always a pleasure.
Same here, Bob.
See you again in a fortnight. This has been the Otway Health Check. The Apollo Bay Health Check, brought to you by Otway Community Health on 3ABR, your community radio station.